Data Bites. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Neuro Data Bites. I'm your host Neha, and our guest this week is Katrina Priebus, who's our Senior Product Marketing Manager for the Asia Pacific region here at the Neuro. And today we'll be talking about data fabric approach for effective data management. Katrina has extensive experience in IT, covering areas of software development, project delivery, software sales, and marketing. Her expertise lies in application development, data integration, business intelligence, and analytics. So welcome to our show, Katrina. Thanks for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience within the tech industry?
Sure. Hi, and thanks for having me. I started working in the tech industry in the 1980s, actually. So it's been a long journey. I started out as a software engineer developing financial applications, and I was based here in Sydney, Australia. And I worked as a consultant also for different financial organizations like Citibank, where developing systems for their trading rooms, like interest rate swap management systems and hedging systems. And this took me to work in places like New York City. And I've also worked as a consultant on many data warehouse projects, both in a technical and project management capacity. So I worked on many successful data initiatives, both in the financial services industry and the insurance areas, but also government and transportation industries as well. In more recent times, I've worked for a number of vendors, technology vendors across the data integration areas, as well as the data visualization side of things. So working for companies like IBM, Informatica, MicroStrategy, Domo, OpenText, and now I've joined Denodo about 18 months ago. And when I first joined, I joined in a technical role, but I've since transitioned to a product marketing role, which brings me here today. But really, I'm a data analyst at heart, and I actually call myself a data geek, but perhaps a data professional is a better term for this.
That's quite a journey you've had then. I think we should call you a data superstar instead of a data professional.
I'll take that one.
So how would you advise newcomers entering the industry to begin their data journey, especially women in tech?
That's a great question. Well, as a data professional, it's important that you get experience out in the field. So working on customer projects, not just working for vendors, getting that experience out in what I call the real world. That's where you really start to learn about the real challenges of data management firsthand. And every company has different challenges to tackle. If you love working with data, then you would enjoy solving the challenges of data also. How it's integrated and then how it's leveraged for different purposes across the business. So it's a great field to be in, and you can also specialize in different areas. You can be a data analyst, you can be a data engineer, a data integration developer or expert, a data architect, or even a data scientist if you've got that statistical or mathematical background and interest. So I've had the privilege of being able to take on, you know, different roles from a data perspective, which is great, but also data is everywhere and it continues to grow, and there's more data, there's more different types of data to deal with, and this is where it really keeps it interesting. One of the next challenges from a data perspective will be handling emotional data. So that's data about your mood, and that can be captured from the camera on your laptop and be used for, you know, predictive purposes. So, you know, lots of interesting challenges to be worked on.
Thanks, Katrina. I think it's really interesting to see how data usage has evolved over the years. So let's move on to our next question. What is data fabric, and more specifically, what is the difference between physical data fabric and logical data fabric?
Okay, so I'll start with some basics, first of all, and what is a data fabric? It's really an emerging architectural type approach, or more modern approach, to integrating data across the enterprise and making that data more accessible. So within most organizations, data is typically disparate and resides in silos in different locations. It could be on premise, it now could be in the cloud, it could be a hybrid of both. And in order to bring data together, the data fabric concept can be used to stitch that data together from those different disparate sources for the purposes of different business objectives. So I think of it like a fishing net that's cast out across all of your data assets. And that concept of the data fabric enables you to connect or tie all the data together in a framework that's easier to secure and govern. And this approach is about automating the design, integration, and deployment of your different data assets across the organization. So data fabrics can be both physical and logical in terms of their form. And they can even be a hybrid of both logical and physical. So let's talk about both of those. Logical means that predominantly the data integration style that's being used is data virtualization, whereas a physical approach is meaning that the predominant data integration style is ETL, or extraction, transformation, and loading of data. And that's where the data output is actually, after it's being transformed, is actually persisted in a target repository. In a virtual or logical manner, that would not occur. We're bringing the data results from directly from the source, which means we leave the data where it is. It doesn't need to be moved to yet another location support or for a specific need or business use case. We leave the data where it is at source, where possible and as much as possible, so that we're leveraging the power of existing technologies that your organization has invested in, minimizing the data movement, and at the same time, you know, reducing the associated costs with some of those more traditional methods of moving data or delivering data. So a data fabric should allow you to automate, you know, a lot of your data discovery, your governance, and your consumption of data, and deliver business-ready data for not only just reporting or specific business purposes, but for, you know, analytics and advanced initiatives like machine learning and artificial intelligence. So from an enterprise perspective, you know, historically we've built data warehouses for structured data, data lakes for unstructured data. We've looked at trying to get centralized views of our business data. However, that's had, you know, posed its challenges and it hasn't been terribly successful. So why create more, you know, physical copies of data? There needs to be, you know, a better approach to this and a more, you know, less complexity to managing the data ecosystem and governing that ecosystem. So if I look at my background in data warehousing, we used to move and model data a lot. If we were able to do that in a logical fashion, we could actually save about 45% in development effort if we were to use a different data integration approach like data virtualization. And that those savings can start to really add up if you're doing multiple data initiatives each year.
So data fabric is a unique layer that kind of connects various data silos for business purposes, right? So that brings me to my next question. What is a logical data fabric and how does it help in creating a future-proof data management strategy for businesses?
Well, a logical data fabric is a data management architectural framework, and it's typically optimized to access distributed data, providing curated access to data for self-service by your data consumers, like your BI analysts throughout the organization, through BI tools, or it could be through data science tools as well, but also through different applications you might be using across the business. So a logical data fabric as a concept is typically technology agnostic to data environments, data processes, data use, and the location of data. So the logical layer sits between the data sources and the consuming applications, as you've said, and it really provides a technique or utilizes quite often a technique called data virtualization to provide that logical layer and serve the data through the data fabric. So technology, what it means by using data virtualization, technologies can be easily swapped in or out and without too much disruption to the business, but also allows you to, you know, minimize data movement and accelerate your data delivery. Go fast in terms of delivering data faster than those initiatives, but also go far in terms of future-proofing your data architecture.
Go fast, but also go far in your data journey. That's the key takeaway here. So in your opinion, how does a logical data fabric aid the process of data management and governance?
So it really can help to provide that access and control, a single place for access and control, and lower some of the risks of data being accessed that shouldn't. So understanding who's accessing what data when is great to have that auditability across your data ecosystem. Secondly, it allows you to really deliver data in real time, fresh data, we call it. Not near real time data, we're talking real time data. So go and pick up maybe the historical data, but also leverage the most up-to-date information as well. Logical data fabric can also encourage the concept of data ownership and data stewardship. So introduce more accountability across the data assets that you have within the enterprise. A logical data fabric can also help to promote data sharing and reusability of data, so you're not creating personal pools of data where you might pose the risk of getting different answers depending upon your skills and how you bring the data together. A logical data fabric can also help to provide that data discovery component and complete that self-service model and build more trust in data so that users can start to leverage data more, collaborate on data, recommend data, and repurpose data a lot more, which means that there's less of a load on IT at the end of the day. They have enough. They're enough of a bottleneck sometimes, so they've got lots of initiatives to move on to. So we can start to be more self-sufficient across the organization. But most of all, it provides flexibility. And that means that we can adapt to change not only within the business, but out in the market. So, like in times like COVID has proven that as well, we need that agility. So a data fabric or a logical data fabric really, benefits organizations by providing faster time to value, less data replication, less requirements for resources from IT, and lower total cost of ownership.
That's very interesting. From a technology standpoint, how important is it for businesses to have a flexible data architecture that provides a logically consolidated view of all enterprise data?
It's really important, and particularly during COVID times. Some of the customers we've talked to during COVID, particularly at the beginning of COVID, found that their data architecture and their mechanisms by which they deliver data were not as flexible as they would like them to be. And in one case, I worked with a financial institution based in Sydney where they, because, at the beginning of COVID, people were losing their jobs, they were unable to pay their mortgages. There was mortgage deferrals going on. And for a lot of institutions, they had to get a perspective on this and look for ways in which they could offer relief and hardship scenarios for some of their customers. So in order to do that, they required data. They didn't have the data they needed. Using pre-COVID methods for data delivery would have taken weeks and weeks, 7 weeks in this particular instance. And using data virtualization, they're able to achieve this in just days. So logical parts, if you incorporate a logical component to your data architecture, you can really benefit from by being able to accelerate the ways in which you deliver data.
Thanks for sharing that, Katrina. To explain this further, can you share a case study with us where a business has utilized or benefited from logical or enterprise data fabric?
Yeah, sure. One of our best or great customer examples is BHP. They're not only Australian, they're a global company, and they've been a customer of Denodo's for a number of years now, and they've implemented a logical data fabric, and that makes it easier for them to find and access data stores from across their different worldwide operations and allows them to focus on delivering data-driven projects in a more accelerated fashion. So BHP have deployed Denodo as a data virtualization layer across different clusters within different clusters across the different major geographies and align that with their cloud-based data lake in terms of being able to provide a complete picture of their data and minimize their data engineering efforts when it comes to data delivery. So instead of repeatedly creating new different physical data repositories for each different requirement or new project, they're now leveraging this logical layer to better service the data consumers across the business and deliver data in real time. So we have many customer examples that we can share. They're available on our website where you can understand more about how our customers are using this approach to include a logical component to their data management strategy for a lot of different benefits that I've just described.
Thanks, Katrina. This has been a great session. And a note for our listeners, definitely head over to our resources section on our Denodo website if you'd like to learn more about logical data fabric. So it was really good to learn about data fabrics and effective data management, in fact, today. And now it's time for a quick Q&A round. So let's get started. What motivates you at work?
Oh, I think it's about there's always something new and different and interesting to work on when you're working with data, particularly. There's always something new to do and new insights to gain.
That's great. So it's the variety that kind of keeps things going for you then. That's interesting. And what is your favorite season?
Oh, look, I haven't got a particular season that is my favorite. It's really the warmer ones, I think. I now live at a place called Caves Beach, which is about 100 kilometers north of Sydney, and I love the ocean. So the warmer months are my favorite.
I can relate with you on this one. I'm definitely a summer person too. And now the last question. Oh, this is a good one. Do you have any hidden talents or hobbies?
Oh, lots of hidden talents that I can't share, but no. I'm going to have to say today that one of my new hobbies is whale watching. And that's since moving to Caves Beach about 6 months ago. We've been experiencing the whales that migrate north for breeding. So they come past and there's a little inlet that's close to us that's got shallower, warmer water where the whales like to bring their babies, and they stop and play and dive in and out of the water. So it's pretty cool to watch all of that.
How exciting. And I agree with you. Whale watching is a must-have experience. I remember when I visited Australia, like, this was one of the most fascinating experiences I'd ever had. Such a candid session, Katrina. It was a lot of fun today. Thank you for taking us on this data journey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And a quick message to our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.